You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Hey, great to have you here, folks. It is a Monday night after a long weekend where I had to talk about entertainment casually with friends and family, which is fine too, but it's more fun. It's more fun to do it in an official capacity here, like we do every night at Nightlight. Happy December 1st, everybody. The Christmas season is officially upon us. Lots going on all month. We've got great guests. It's great that you're here tonight. We have a really fun show. The first hour, we spoke with Betsy Gasper from Old World, Wisconsin. Talked about their Breakfast with Santa event coming up. That sounds like a lot of fun. Check that out at oldworldwisconsin.org. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have the director of the West Shore Chorale in Marinette, Wisconsin, a fine organization that does outstanding work in the little community where I live here in Wisconsin. So we'll talk to Jane Wells in just a couple of minutes. Dobie Maxwell is here at 6:35, comedian you can see in Port Washington this weekend at Memories Ballroom. And Matt Miller, our favorite Milwaukee film critic, will be here at 7:20 to tell you what you can check out in theaters as we get closer to Christmas. Aaron Zommers is sitting in for Conrad Krieger tonight, who is still on vacation. Do you ever worry that Conrad's just not coming back, Aaron?
Well, I don't really worry about it because, you know, that would just mean that I get to spend more time on the show.
I love it when you're here, dude. We always have a good time together.
And we love Conrad.
Appreciate you. Of course we do. Not in the big way, but he's a good guy. That's all I can say about Conrad. He's a very good guy. So he will be back tomorrow. And we've got lots going on this week, too. We've got Lauren Holly on Wednesday and lots of great guests all week. Mike Siegel will be here, possibly. We've got Matt Miller later this show. Who do we have? Who else do we have on Tuesday, Zommers? We've got a lot of big... here, I'm going to pull that up right now because I want people to know. Bill Leff is going to help us tomorrow night. Bill is the host of Tune In With Me, a nationally syndicated show on the Cartoon Network. And Bill was our first guest here at Nightlight. So he's going to be here tomorrow night. We're going to celebrate our two-year anniversary probably over the course of tomorrow night and Wednesday night as well, as we lead up to the Godfather of Green Bay screening December 4th, Thursday night at the Atwood Music Hall in the Atwood Hood of Madison. So if you're in the Madison area, come on out. It's the Godfather of Green Bay. We'll start at 7 o'clock. Some of the proceeds go to the Dane County Humane Society. So it's for a good cause. The film stars Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Lance Barber, Thomas Lennon, me, Tracy Thorpe, all kinds of fun talent in the film. It's a feel-good film with some big laughs. I shot it in Marinette. It's the 20th anniversary screening, so it'll be fun. Thursday night in Madison, we'll talk to Lauren Holly about that on Wednesday, and we'll talk to Bill Leff about our anniversary, our two-year Nightlight anniversary. Lots of stuff going on this week, so it's great to have you here. And Aaron Zommers, to boot, if that wasn't good enough. Should we mention Giving Tuesday again?
Sure. I mean, you just
did. That's an exciting thing. Did I just do it?
Well, you just said Giving Tuesday when you asked if you should mention it.
I know that doesn't count. Right? I can't, yeah. It's always nice when your producer is trying to mess with you on the air. Giving Tuesday is tomorrow, folks. Listen up tomorrow. We will tell you about this great global movement and that celebrates the power of generosity. And this is the perfect time of year to do something like this. Civic Media believes this day is special, impactful, and essential. Our stations across the state, many of which play Nightlight on a nightly basis, will highlight and raise money for local organizations. I will tell you tomorrow, but be listening tomorrow and learn how you can support your community on Giving Tuesday. All right, let's get, without further ado, let's talk about some West Shore Chorale. If you thought you were in the Christmas spirit, folks, just because it's December 1st, well, good for you. I do too. I love Mondays and I love December 1st. But right now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to road trip to Marinette if you're not in the Marinette Menominee area and see this really cool concert happening this Sunday night from the West Shore Chorale. And the group's director is here tonight with me on Nightlight for a little bit, Miss Jane Wells. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Pete. How's it going?
It's good. You sound good. You sound like you could sing a tune. I'm not pressuring you. I'm not, you know.
I didn't warm up, so.
That old bit, huh? Okay. Hey, it's great to have you here. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
I have to ask you, we do a question of the night every night here on Nightlight. Somewhat, you know, topical or a national day. Today is National Pie Day. Do you have a favorite pie, Jane?
I saw that actually scrolling across the screen, and I was hoping you'd ask me because my grandmother used to make an amazing raspberry pie, and it was my absolute favorite. I've tried to replicate it, but, you know, it's just never as good as grandma's.
Do you have the actual recipe? Like, did she leave it with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you think you're doing wrong?
I made it for my husband when we started dating, and he didn't even have a slice of it, which has become a long time joke. It's like a girl made a pie for you and you didn't even try it.
Listen, if someone makes a pie for me on a first date, I'm eating the whole thing just out of curiosity. It's a courtesy situation, right?
It wasn't a first date, but it was like within the first month or two. So,
well, that makes sense. That might have been weird. If you made him a pie on date number one, right, he might have been running for the hills. So
I'm not in a Hallmark movie here. So
very well. Well, that's a great, that is a great answer. Raspberry pie. I love it. Jane Wells. So tell us about this. Tell us about the West Shore Chorale. How did this come to be? And I love when, you know, Marinette is not a big town, but we have certain things that happen there culturally that I feel like we're so blessed to have. And the West Shore Chorale is one of them. So tell us a little bit about the history of the group, if you could.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I don't remember the exact year that it started. I believe it was in the early 80s. But David Giebler, who was the music professor at UW Marinette at the time, started this group because he said, you know, for an area of our size, we need some more culture. We need to promote this kind of stuff. We should have a community choir. So yeah. He started that, and then students from the university could actually take the choir for credit. So it was, we called it a community choir. So he continued it for over 30 years, almost 40, maybe more than 40. But I took over when he retired in 2018. And since then, we no longer have the in-person classes at UW-GB Marinette. But we are so lucky that our theater got to hold on to the West Shore Chorale. It's become a really beloved group, especially for me, but I know our community appreciates it too. And it's such a special place for our singers, and it's a little different every semester. We just have a great time.
And the shows you do are outstanding. And it's funny that, you know, when you live in a small town, sometimes when people give up something like David Giebler did when he walked away from this group that he founded, you know, sometimes you don't have people to step in. So we're very lucky to have you. So keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Are you having fun? Do you like doing that? I mean, I'm sure the practice gets busy around the holidays. You have to go whether you want to or not because people depend on you. It's open to the community right now, right? The group, anybody
right.
can join, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. We have singers of all ages, anywhere from high school on up. I mean, we've got retirees, you know, and alongside with somebody who just graduated from high school. I love doing it so, so, so much. And the joke is always that the music makers are preparing everyone else for the holidays because we're so busy. We don't actually get to prepare for it ourselves. But, you know, this concert, we only do one concert. So it really doesn't feel like too much. But they're such a wonderful group of people. I love that it's so dynamic in age and just what everyone's interested in. But we all come into this room for one purpose, to make music and to make community. And it just is, it holds such a special place in my heart. I feel so honored that I get to work with these people.
Wow, that's a great answer. The West Shore Chorale, you can see them December 7th. That's this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the beautiful Theater on the Bay here in Marinette. My guest is Jane Wells. She is the director of the group, took over in 2018, and is doing a great job. Is there a theme to this year's show, Jane, or is there a theme year to year?
Yeah, so I try to kind of do a little theme that I can work different pieces into each semester. We do a winter concert in December, and we do a spring one end of April, early May. And this one is the Winter's Night. So all of our pieces have something to do with snow or, you know, winter. We've got a couple really blustery, kind of cold, evokes those emotions. But then we also have some nice, warm, heartfelt, like you're, you know, sitting at the window watching the snowfall with a cup of, you know, hot tea or something.
That is something like everybody looks forward to at this time of year. And it's so great, you know, that this show exists. I understand you're in a little bit of a predicament this year because the show runs up against the Packer Bear game. My guess is some people will still go to the show and either record the game or catch the second half. I hope they do because of the work you guys put in. But what would you say to these people in an effort to get them to come out and see some live music instead of a silly old football game?
Right. Well, we did try our best. It was originally scheduled for noon and those NFL people just decided to move it. We were trying to accommodate both, but I understand as an avid Packer fan, but as one of my members said, you can always, you know, record it. And then when you get home, you just get to fast forward through all the commercials and you just get straight game.
Exactly. If that is the play, in my opinion, Jane, how do you pick a space? Like, because Theater on the Bay is so beautiful. It's right on the water. If you've been to Marinette, folks, you know, Bayshore Drive. It's a very picturesque setting. I know you've had the concert in churches before too. Is there an optimal place or venue that you prefer?
Oh, that's a tough question. It's hard because the Herbert L. Williams Theater is our home. That's where we meet. That's, you know, our building. It's just steps away from the choir room where we rehearse every week. But you know, ideally somewhere that was a little more ringy, like a, you know, a small cathedral or a lot of churches have that more kind of warm, focused sound. We've only done ours in a church once. And that was because the theater was under construction. Cause I do feel so strongly that Theater on the Bay is our home. But you know, we would love a little warmer sound, but we do love being at home and the people who come to see us.
Are there times you're directing that you just want to break into song? How do you keep the singer inside of you from breaking into song when you're directing all these people you're responsible for?
It's really hard. I want to sing all the time. I sing in rehearsals all the time, but I do get to kind of like mouth and live through it. There's a different part of the musicality that lives in you when you're directing. Nice. And I think that there's, you know, definitely an artistic approach to that too, because how I am looking at them, how I am moving my body, it how I am breathing, they're looking at me. And if they see that, that's going to prompt them on what they need to do. So if I'm being really herky jerky and kind of crazy, that's going to make them nervous and tighten up. If I'm nice and slow and relaxed and I look relaxed, that will help them to also be relaxed. So a lot of how I always tell them, I'm like, if we're going to make a mistake, you're going to do it because you're watching me. I'll make the mistake. You just watch me. And then I can take the blame for it. Like, don't do your own thing.
That's a great answer. And, you know, some of us just need a little push, Jane, to join the group. Listen, if you could have a big shower setting, I sound amazing in the shower. I would bring a lot to your group. So just something to think about.
A stairwell is like the best. Actually, that's where we should have a concert, is in a stairwell.
That sounds fun to me. We're coming right back. Jane Wells is here. A very short break. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. That, of course, is Mariah Carey, that is a new classic. It's very hard to write a Christmas classic, as Zomers and I talked about earlier. My guest is Jane Wells. She is the director of the West Shore Chorale here in beautiful Marinette, Wisconsin. Their show is December 7th at 4 p.m. at the beautiful Theater on the Bay here in Marinette. Definitely worth, if you're even close in the area, come on by. It should be a really fun concert right on the water here in gorgeous Marinette. I hope, Jane, I hope you never pull a Giebler and step down, even though he did it for 40 years.
I don't know if I have another 40.
Well, 1 year at a time. All right. So I have to ask you, this is interesting. You live a stone's throw away from where I live. I see you walking your dog out. We talk sometimes. And another one of our listeners who is a regular listener, Dave, grew up down that street, Pine Beach Road. He texted earlier, he does not like the Mariah Carey song. I'm a big fan. Where do you come in on the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas?
I don't seek it out, but when it's on, it's a bop, right? I mean, you can't not kind of dance along with it. Like Mariah Carey, she's super talented. I have no qualms with her. It's just not necessarily my style of music, but that song is just a lot of fun. And it does evoke that kind of, you know, it's like you feel like you're out shopping for Christmas when you hear that song. So I'm cool with it.
Will we ever hear that in one of your West Shore Chorales? Maybe get my dad to sing it. Tom Schwabe, he's a member of the West Shore Chorale. He'd be happy to belt it out, I think.
I think that'd be a fun solo for him.
Yeah. do you have a favorite Christmas carol, Jane?
Oh, favorite Christmas carol. I mean, I really, now I just lost the name of it. Oh, Lo, How a Rose There Blooming. I'm old school. It's like an old, by Hugo Distler. There's a beautiful choral version of it that's just absolutely gorgeous. But I love it. In my house, it's Bing Crosby. We are always listening to the classics.
Okay, here's another, not controversial question for you, but the Bing Crosby, David Bowie song, Little Drummer Boy. Where do you fall on that one?
That one I'm less into. I will again listen to it. And that's the one where at the end they add the like peace on earth.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I like that. Oh, sure. We'll listen to it. Nice.
You gotta sing on the show sometime, Jane. Even those little not warmed up, you sound great. I would love to have you in the studio to sing sometime if you're up for that.
Oh, I mean, maybe, sure.
Zommers, you heard it. We have proof. We're using it. Jane just committed. Before we let you go, Jane, and break a leg this weekend. It's very exciting.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great show, I'm sure. Are you binge watching anything that you could recommend? And we talk about TV a lot on this show, color television and movies. What could you recommend?
Well, we just finished rewatching Schitt's Creek for like the fourth time, but we recently started the newest season of Man on the Inside. I love Ted Danson.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, so he's like a retired engineering professor who moves into a retirement home to become a PI, or not to become, but it just inadvertently is a PI. And then the second season, now he's on a new case, and it's just cute and quirky and charming.
Ted Danson, if he hangs in there, things are really going to start to go his way.
I think he's got something.
And real quick, your favorite singer, someone you grew up watching or wanting to emulate as you got older and found the beauty of song, as it were.
I think so, you know, I might get some flack for this, but I'm a huge Coldplay fan.
Nice.
I love their music. It was a big thing. I was a, you know, coming of age teenager, and my brother was in college, and he was like, you got to listen to this new band. And then my sister sent me a CD, and I wanted to be cool like my older siblings. And then just as I got older, so many more of the lyrics really clicked with me inside my head and my heart. And as I've gotten older, even now, though, their music is so different than kind of like the studio stuff they were doing when they first came out.
Yeah.
Just their whole message about being good to each other and, you know, messages of love and whatnot to our other humans on the planet. I really appreciate that about them. And so in my world, they can do practically no wrong.
That is a great and very honest answer from my guest, Jane Wells. She is the director of the West Shore Chorale here in Marinette. Check out their show Sunday, December 7th. That's this Sunday, 4 p.m. at the Theater on the Bay in Marinette. If you're in the area, you will not be disappointed. It's a fun show, and it will get you in the holiday mood, maybe even more than Mariah Carey. Jane, Thank you so much for your time tonight, and break a leg this weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your support and having me on here.
Always. All right. That's Jane Wells, my neighbor. Zommers, how do you like that?
Always cool to have a cool neighbor.
I've had to go over several times and tell them their music was too loud, and they give me a lot of flack. I've threatened to call the cops. They're like, whatever, radio boy, you do what you have to do. But
Jane, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, keep it down. Keep down the Coldplay. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
All right. That's Jane Wells. So coming up after the news, Dobie Maxwell, the very funny Dobie Maxwell, will be here to talk about his show coming up at Memories Ballroom in Port Washington. That is this weekend. And our pal, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller, will be here in hour number three at 7:20. We will also give you a new keyword in hour number three for our multi-state text-to-win contest here at Civic Media. Coming up after the news, we'll read some of your texts. Our question of the night: what is your favorite kind of pie? Zommer says apple. I say key lime. I would say key lime's kind of in the driver's seat tonight. Would you agree, Zommers?
Yeah, it seems like a lot more people are into key lime. I think I might be one of the only ones who said apple so far.
It's all right. It doesn't mean I'm a better person than you. I'm just saying it's kind of funny. All right, we're going to do the news. We will be right back with Dobie Maxwell. This is the Civic Media Radio Network and Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Christmas either, Zombies. What's that?
No, that's some New Radicals.
Oh, because we got a request on the stream. Sydney, right?
Yeah, Sydney Politics on YouTube said, please bring back New Radicals and Smashing Pumpkins. I'm not ready for constant Christmas music.
No, and I mentioned that earlier, Sydney. I'm not ready. I didn't want to. We got to pace ourselves. I just got excited because it was December 1st, and I wanted to hear, pardon me, one Christmas tune. But I love that Zommers found the one. Well, the New Radicals are kind of a one-hit wonder. I only know that song by them that we play that's in our arsenal.
Well, now this is just Pardon another me. One. Someday we'll know. I hadn't heard this either, but
kind of a good tune. Sydney Politics also says his favorite pie is pecan pie. Lil Irv does not like Mariah Carey, but he does love pecan pie. As usual, he and Sydney are in cahoots. So there you go. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of pie? It is National Pie Day. And I feel like I got like a pecan stuck in my throat. Has that ever happened to you? Let's bring in another guy who knows. He brings the funny. He's an old radio pro, and he's done comedy specials and all kinds of fun stuff. And I'm going to tell you where you can see him this weekend. He joins us now over the stream. And if that wasn't cool enough, he's a Wisconsin native, and he's been here before. He knows the drill. Mr. Dobie Maxwell. Hey, pal.
Mr. Pete Schwab, or should I say Joe Keegan's alter ego from The Godfather of Green Bay. Thanks for having me on. And my favorite kind of pie, American.
American
Good old
pie.
Boys singing whiskey and rye. This will be the day that I die.
And the best part about that kind of pie is it lasts for about 28 minutes, I think, if you put on the... So good to hear. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh,
good to see you, buddy.
Yes.
My pleasure. And that's a great answer, too. I expected nothing less than for you to have some kind of sarcastic pick, being a comedian.
I do have a real one, a French silk. Did anybody bring that up yet? I love French silk pie.
You know what? Nobody did, but I was going to bring that up earlier, like a chocolate satin or something. Like, does that even count? It's so heavy, and it's very un-pie-like, if that makes sense.
It does make perfect sense. That's why you have a lot of salad at the meal and you jam the pie down to just lock it in your innards. That's what you do.
Excellent use of the word innards, by the way, my friend.
I love
it.
Well, thank you, because we in Wisconsin know how to eat at a buffet. We get dyslexic. It's not all you can eat. It's eat all you can. You're instructed as a child, no bread, no vegetables, meat. I want you to smuggle a picnic ham between your thighs. I want you to put them out of business. $12.95 to get in. I want $700 worth of food eaten.
You know what? Maybe you can help me with this, Dobe, because okay. I like a good all-you-can-eat buffet as much mm-hmm. as the next guy or girl. Yes. We have our share of them in Wisconsin, but do you get irritated with the people in line in front of you at all-you-can-eat buffets? Like,
yes.
And I see it too. I get people like wanting me to make up my mind or something, and like they're staring like I should have a game plan going in. It's really annoying.
Yes. Well, the worst is when they have crab legs, because it comes out and there's a big mountain, and then some, you know, dude from Plover comes in there and he piles his plate high. And I get one little fingernail of a crab.
Oh, hopefully not an actual fingernail.
No,
in the crab,
you know what I'm saying? You know, that little, whatever that jabber is that the crabs use to keep the carp away, whatever they do. It's like a fresh load of crab. I get none because the guy in front of me took it all.
And you get those people too, holding their plates, waiting for a specific item. Like that is true diehard buffet behavior. And in Plover, obviously, it's the crab legs. I love that.
I want a gallon of gravy and a Diet Coke. The Chinese buffets, they have pizza now. Is that original Asian fare? Pizza?
Sure. Okay. They could throw a couple of some curry in there or something, but it's we have a couple of them. And this is honest to God, this happened. I pulled in about, I don't know, 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. Got done a little early, left Green Bay, got back to Marinette. I was really jonesing for some Chinese buffet. And I mm-hmm. call, it's Dobe, it's 8:30. And I'm thinking they're open till 9. I call and I said, hey, are you still open? And she said, yes, for 9 more minutes. And I'm like, what, you close at 8:39? What's the deal? Like,
yeah.
I got over there because I love their food. It didn't matter to me.
It's
metric time. Hey, so all right, let's get the business out of the way so we can continue the silliness. You got a big show coming up this weekend, because every show is a big show, and I know you bring it every show. Tell us about Memories Ballroom, my friend.
As Geezerhood approaches, I have many memories, and I have come up with a show called Schlitz Happened, an old Milwaukee Blatz from the Pabst. And it's a little play on words there. And I wrote to all the breweries are under one now. They're like, I think boutique breweries are called. So I have permission to use it. And it started out as, because I moved to Chicago. You lived in Chicago a long time. And it's like the thing, they talk about Channel 9 and Ray Rayner and Garfield Goose and things. I didn't grow up. I grew up in Milwaukee with all those things. I said, well, I'll come up with my own show. Because everywhere I went around the country, oh, you're from Wisconsin, you're from Milwaukee. And they would bring up things about Milwaukee, like Leon's Frozen Custard or George Webb or Alan Bradley Clock or things like that. If you're from the state, you kind of know those things. So I came up with a show, and I thought, well, yeah, that was the main course. And like a Chinese buffet, the garnish was childhood. Now, as I get older, I'm thinking, you know what? A lot of people have childhood issues, you know, don't talk to siblings and a lot of things. There's a lot of pain there that's unresolved. So that's the main course. And I've got a ton of stories. And then the Milwaukee is the garnish. And I just did a show in Racine, sold out 300 seats. And I just kind of talked. And it wasn't necessarily stand-up comedy, but I told stories that were very relatable. My grandpa was great. He raised me. If it wasn't for him, I'd be dead or in jail. My dad was a biker. We rode with the Outlaws motorcycle gang. My mom abandoned 3 kids when I was 5 months old. How do you abandon 3 kids? She's still living. I'm approaching geezerhood, and she hasn't never come back. I don't know what it is. So you got to deal with that. And I found out a lot of people, as they peel their own personal onion, have a lot of these issues. And if they come out to my show and say, man, I thought I was messed up till I saw you. And you get some laughs. It's healing. It's therapeutic. There's a lot of hugs. My grandma was German. I don't know if you have any German in your Schwab, but that sounds like a German name. Is it
a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Germans aren't there. My grandma had the warmth of a popsicle, and I got my first hug when I was 37. And I wish that was a joke. Wow. It's not. We had a happy ending with her. So it does have a happy ending, because grandma was cold and nasty and German, and it totally turned around at the end. And people are saying, oh my God, because Richard Pryor talked about, today happens to be Richard Pryor's birthday. He was born in 1940. And he talked about, he said, you know, make them laugh is one thing, make them cry, and then make them laugh again. So take like a roller coaster, take them up and down. So this show is like that. And Port Washington Memories Ballroom. Did you know this? I didn't know this until recently. That is the second last place that Buddy Holly played before he went to Iowa.
Yeah,
he was in Port Washington, and then he went to, was it Clear Lake, Iowa? Is that where he went down at on the way up?
Somewhere.
Yeah, so it was the night before he played in Port Washington. It's a beautiful place. They have a chicken and comedy. Now, it's the best broasted chicken you ever had. Normally, it's like Spinal Tap, you know, puppet show, comedy, and the Spinal Tap. You know, it's chicken and comedy, but it's the best chicken you ever had. So it's like a dinner show package. I've done it before. And Jim McHugh, the booker, is like, hey, I hope you don't mind. The chicken is the top billing. That's great chicken. So come out and have dinner and a show. That's a wonderful venue. Very, very
good. That's so great. So have you been there before?
Yeah, three or four times, I think.
You know, it's funny you mentioned crab legs before, and I want to say it was Memories Ballroom. Bill Gorgo is on the show, another Chicago comic, and he said that his worst show ever was, I think it was a New Year's Eve show. I don't know if it was Memories or not, but he said they served crab legs, and all he could hear while he's trying to do punchlines is people cracking crab legs.
That's funny when it's someone else, isn't it?
Totally. If you're in the back of the room waiting to go up, you're laughing hysterically. Okay, so Schlitz Happened, that's the show you're doing at Memories, because I thought that was something you were doing like as a one-man show in Milwaukee.
It was a one-man show, but it's kind of a hybrid at Memories, because the people there are of a certain vintage and they get it. So it's like I kind of read like an NFL quarterback has to read the defense. I'll read the audience. It's like, okay, these people are in my generation. I'll bring out an Albert the Alley Cat reference. something that's unique to the time. So I was like working that room, because it's like right in between, and people always say, oh man, it's like you made that show just for us. Well, I did.
Yeah, I grew up here. You're a jukebox. You have that ability. It's fantastic.
Well, I just did it at Mickey Lou's. I did the Upper Peninsula, the UP Comedy Festival. Does that sound like an oxymoron? It's like ice fishing, comedy, and pasties.
That's great.
That's why I came back I said, the waitress is super nice, as they're always nice people there. I said, do you know Pete Schwabba? Yeah, he taped the scene from his movie in here. I said, I'm on his radio show sometimes. No, you know him? Yes, I do. So you're big at Mickey Lou's. They still love you there.
Did they knock something off the bill? That's what I want to know. That's no, they how didn't, you really know where you stand.
It's reasonable that. Enough, but they showed me the booth where you filmed the scene.
Yeah. Oh,
they showed me the booth. Great. It's like, oh, I didn't sit in it. There were some people there.
It's one of those, it's funny because it is one of those locations where if you are shooting a movie in a small town and you have access to a location like Mickey Lou's, you got to find, even if you don't have a scene written like that, you got to make it work somehow. It's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place. Great food.
Yeah. And cheap. Like you said, my guest is Dobie Maxwell. He is a very funny comedian, Wisconsin native, Milwaukee native. You can see him this weekend at Memories Ballroom in Port Washington. Dobe, you mentioned Chicago. Do you live there now?
No, I live right in between a place called Bristol. It's about 10 minutes west of Kenosha.
Sure.
It's funny because I rented a room from a minister in Kenosha. My brother had a stroke a few years ago, and he was in a nursing home for 5 years. He since passed away. So I thought, well, I live between Milwaukee and Chicago, so I can visit him. I try to visit him every week. And I just saw an ad in the paper, typical blind ad. And it was a minister who took in a drug and alcohol people. He was the most evil life form I have ever met in my entire life. This guy was a whack job. And he would have these drug and alcohol people come, and he had separate rooms. But I was gone doing cruise ships all the time. So this guy comes up to me, just a random guy. I said, look, this guy's a whack job. Let's move someplace else. I said, hey, man, I don't want to move. You know, I moved enough times in my life. Then COVID came, and we're locked down 24/7 with this dude. I said, okay, you find a place, we will move. So he found a place in Bristol, which is 10 minutes west. On the way out, it's a true story. He says, I should probably tell you this after we signed the lease. I did 22 years in prison for second degree murder. Oh, hey, thanks. That's a little nugget, a tidbit you could have dropped before we signed a lease.
Well, second degree. I mean,
second degree. Yeah. But he's actually a very good guy, and it's all good. They were drunk and they got a fight, and he hit a guy and he hit his head and died and blah, blah, blah.
This so he's not violent. Sometimes, guy. You know,
it happens. We've all gotten a brawl.
Just don't get
over crab legs.
Yeah.
To come after my crab legs, I might have
not
to
again.
I'll Joe Frazier you. I will.
Hey, that's a great location too, actually, halfway between Milwaukee and Chicago. Yeah. I feel like Kenosha Racine is going to blow up with the climate change and all that. Maybe it already has, but it's right on the Great Lakes. You're halfway between two great cities. That's a coup.
No, I'm telling you, Highway 50 is the main drag in Kenosha. There are more Illinois plates on Highway 50 now. I feel like they opened a Bone of Beef. I'm surprised it's going to be a Portillo's. It's like little Chicago's creeping north. So it's a good place. And Bristol, they call it out in the county. Even Governor Pritzker of Illinois has even got a property up this way, because he doesn't want to pay Illinois taxes. He's a governor.
All right, this is interesting. I want to get your take on this, because you've spent time in Chicago. You've taught comedy in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
But you're a Wisconsinite. I'm a guy who spent the first part of his childhood in Chicago, right in the city, till I was like 12 years old, moved up here. So I feel a connection to both places. Now I live here as an adult. But I also take a lot of abuse when I'm in Chicago. And I'm a cheesehead. And when I'm here and I'm a Bear fan, I'm a fib, whatever. So I feel like a man without a home. So I put this to you, Dobie, a frequent guest on the show, Frank Anderson, who is this great wisconsinology.com website, all things Wisconsin. He said Chicago should be Chicago, Wisconsin. He goes, it's more like Wisconsin than anything south of Chicago. And I was like, I finally felt like if we could make this happen, I would have a home again. Thoughts? Your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, you told me years ago when we first crossed paths that story, and I respected you. You said, hey, they would tease me as a kid. So I just cheered for the Bears. And I said, like, I respect that. You're an intelligent guy. You like football. Yeah, and there's drunken idiots on both sides. People say, I moved to Chicago, and the Brewers are in the American League when I was a kid. So I cheered for the Cubs. They were my National League team. So I cheer for the Cubs, and I didn't. This year was torture. Cubs versus
Brewers. Keep that thought. Let's pick up there when we come back. We're going to do a very short break. The funny Dobie Maxwell is here, and I'll tell you again where you can see him this weekend. It's Pete Schwabe and Highlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, apparently, Sydney Politics on the stream is now running the jukebox by way of Aaron Sommers. Good choice, Sommers, and thank you, Sydney. Lil Lurf on the stream says, Jane hates it too. She's chicken to admit it. Don't know who Jane is, Lil Lurf.
Referring to All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
No, I know, but I don't know who Jane is. Unless Jane Mattinair? Sure.
Could be Jane Mattinair.
Oh, I love Jane Mattinair. I know Jane.
Maybe it's his wife. Yeah, Jane's awesome.
Talented young lady, too.
Absolutely. She's coming into her own. Coming up next hour, folks, it's another chance to win our multi-state text to win contest. I will give you a new keyword after the news. It's coming up early in the next hour. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of pie? It is National Pie Day. And joining me over the stream right now is Mr. Dobie Maxwell. You can see him at Memories Ballroom performing his show, or parts of his show, perhaps. Schlitz happened.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of local references. If you're from the 414, the 920, or the 608, you'll get it.
You'll get it. So we were talking about how, Chicago should be part of Wisconsin. That would make me feel more at home. I honestly, Dobie, when I was in L.A., I kind of felt like, I was like, okay, yeah, nobody knows anything about my Illinois or Wisconsin background here, but I didn't surf. So it had its issues. However, I think that, it's funny because you really do. Now that I'm older, I don't care, whatever. But when you're young, you're impressionable. How did you feel living in Chicago as a native Wisconsin?
Well, I would wear my Brewer and Packer, stuff. Because that's part of your wardrobe. And then people would say something. And I'm like Bruce Lee in the bar. You want to talk to me? I'll take you out verbally. And they're like, whoa, geez, this guy's just like a little brother. I got the bully syndrome. You want to talk to me about the Packers? Okay, all right. And then they said, I don't care. At this point, as I get older, it's like they got our money. Bears and Packers are both good. Isn't that great for football, for sports? Gosh. I love this. This is going to be one of the biggest games in years this Sunday.
Now, it won't be because as a Bear fan, Dobie, I've started to buy in, and that means we're going to get spanked this weekend, and I'll have to come back down to reality because the Packers have broken Bears fans' hearts for so long now. It's ridiculous.
Buddy, I was in Chicago in the 80s, and it was embarrassing the other way. It'll be the other way again. This could be the turn. Don't get cocky on either side. That's my advice to anybody.
Well said.
Packer fans have gotten cocky. It's like, okay. It's like, no. It can change, and it will.
As a Packers fan, you are 100% correct.
Yes. It's like, I can't believe that I care so much. It upsets me that I care.
Dude, at this age, at this stage of my life, I'm with you. I'm like, I really don't want to care. Most days when I watch the game now, I pull out my computer and I do some work because I don't want to feel annoyed that I wasted 3 hours of my life to be heartbroken. You know, at least you guys have won a little bit the last few years. And so you got that going for you.
What's worse? You stink the whole season, or you get close and get it taken away from you? It all stinks. I don't like either one.
I don't even know about the latter. for the last few years. So I guess I'll go with that.
But if life was fair, which it isn't, every 32 years, your team would win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Not that.
Hey, all right. So Dobie Maxwell is my guest. He is a very funny comedian, Wisconsin native. He is going to take the stage, as they say, this weekend at Memories Ballroom in Port Washington, a great venue. Is it really like an old ballroom, Dobe? Does it have that?
Yeah, there's hardwood floors. It's got high ceilings. It really is great. There's a guy named Roland that runs it, and the staff is super nice. To go in there, it'll take you back in time. Great meal. The entertainment will be good. And there's a guy that's on Fox 6, a weather guy named Rob Haswell. He is a house MC, so he hosts the shows. So you can see a celebrity. Rob's a good guy too. And people come. It's so funny because I'm sure you've done this too. And people that haven't heard of you after the show, wow, you were really funny. Like they're surprised. Right. Like the place booked. Well, you're not going to get Eddie Murphy in Memories Ballroom. No offense to Eddie or the ballroom. Right. You get who you get.
Exactly. They probably Eddie Murphy would probably, if the price was right.
You're sure.
I think Eddie would take he stage, would. So to speak. Hey, all right, so you also are on the show with another guy I remember from when I used to do stand-up in the 90s, Jeff LaFleur.
Very
I remember
funny,
is being very funny. So that's very a great show. Funny. Tell nice us about guy. Jeff.
Jeff is also a Milwaukee native, and he worked at Zany's in Chicago. And we were kidding. It's like, we got to keep this under our hat. You know, it's like gay actors in the 40s. They had to have a beard. They couldn't have it not. Hey, be who you are. We're both cheeseheads. We both work at Zany's. He's a funny, nice guy. Yeah, he'll be on the show too. And plus, Rob Haswell. Great. And Chicken.
That's great. And Chicken.
So pressure's off me. If you don't like me, there's other things to like. But I think
there's plenty of chicken. If the show sucks, just fill your face with chicken. It's nice to have a fallback.
Probably
Are crowds different, Dobie? Like, you've played both. You lived in Chicago. You taught comedy there. Are Wisconsin crowds different than, say, crowds in Chicago or L.A. or even Minnesota?
I think it's age is a big thing about it. Because I remember you're a young buck and you look out, oh, my gosh, they're old. And then one day without warning, you look out, oh, man, they're young. Right. Wow. And I was used to make fun of the headliners when they would do an outdated reference. Like, how about that Lola Falana? And then I did it. I said something, and the younger guys are looking at me. It's like, full circle.
Yeah, who's Sam Malone? Yeah. hey, fun. Can I keep you for a few minutes past the news? Can you stick
I am
around
here for week? You, Pete. Thank you
all
for
right,
having me.
I got
me
some questions. Time. I want to take you back to your Mr. Lucky days, too. You've got great stories. And it's a testament to, I remember hearing these stories, though, and just like, my writing partner, Greg Liana, said comedy is other people's tragedy. And it's so true. Like when you're watching another comic chew it on stage, that's funny. But you have these stories that are so great. So we'll get into a few more of those.
Thank you.
In the next hour. So thank you for sticking around. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of pie? Bridget from the 818 says, I love pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream. That is the way to eat it. I am totally with you, Bridget. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, I'll take warm strawberry rhubarb pie made with fruit from my garden, topped with a scoop of quality Wisconsin vanilla iced cream.
Wow.
Does pizza count as pie? I don't know. Sure. Dope, what do you think? Sure. Yeah. Why not?
How about 3.14?
You see, that counts pie. As pie. That's the definition of pie, baby.
That's my birthday, 3-4. That's pie day to me.
That's pie day. And then Al from the 262 says, Tune In With Me is on MeTV, not Cartoon Network. Thank you, Al, for the clarification. I did know that. I just misspoke. And my friend Bill Leff will be very happy for the clarification. All right. Coming up next hour, Matt Miller will be here talking movies, our favorite Milwaukee film critic. And we'll have Dobie for a few more minutes after the news in Act 3. That's all coming up next. And there's a keyword on the way for the multi-state Civic Media Tech to Win contest. Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.